Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, we talked about the soft coup that has led to a stalemate and de facto shutdown of the Montana Senate. The train wreck came as the result of a group of disgruntled Republicans led by Senator Jason Ellsworth, who failed in his attempt to regain the Senate presidency, hijacking the rules and appointing themselves to the most powerful Senate committees. The move was unprecedented and was only possible by joining with all of the Senate Democrats to get the necessary votes. The Democrats were more than willing to supply the votes because it, in effect, gives them the majority in the Senate, something they were unable to achieve at the ballot box. In our previous broadcast, we talked about the fact that in politics you can only do what you have the votes to do, and conversely, if you have the votes, you can do just about anything. We also talked about the fact that Senate leadership would be trying to secure the votes necessary to return to business as normal. Failing that, there would be an attempt at compromise. Yesterday, both strategies were attempted, and both failed. The nine Republicans, including three freshmen, are unwilling to change their votes. They, at this point, are also unwilling to consider any meaningful compromise. In an emotional caucus meeting yesterday, the liberal nine held their ground while the rest of their Republican colleagues tried to appeal to their sense of logic, duty, loyalty to the voters who elected them, Senate traditions regarding protocol and how committee assignments are made, and finally, the need to end the coup and get back to work. In the end, after several failed attempts, they called it a day. I'm sure that quiet discussions went on into the evening, and hopefully cooler heads will prevail today. All the while, Senate Democrats remain in complete control despite their 32-18 minority status, simply by supplying the votes necessary to keep the rebellion going. One can only hope that Republican voters back home are taking notice. The antics in the Senate aside, yesterday was actually a very good day. The House of Representatives is full speed ahead with committee hearings and floor action. This morning, the House Judiciary Committee will hear House Bill 121, a bill to protect women's privacy in public spaces, including restrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms. This bill is meant to stop men who claim they are women from entering these spaces. Is this really happening? Yes, all across the nation and right here in Montana. One of the most egregious examples is a Washington man who entered the locker room of a YWCA and undressed in front of 12 and 13-year-old members of a girls' swim team. Parents were outraged, but the YWCA said they were prevented by Washington state law from doing anything about it. House Bill 121 would stop that from happening here in Montana. Ironically, just yesterday, a federal appellate court put an end to the Biden administration's attempt to rewrite Title IX to include transgender individuals. The timing could not have been better. Had the administration succeeded, boys would have been allowed into girls' locker rooms and shower rooms. This court decision will be front and center in today's hearings on the Women's Privacy Protection Bill. Best of all, the Biden administration has thrown in the towel and said there will be no appeal in the case. On Monday, we'll tell you how the hearing on House Bill 121 went, but until then, for the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.